Both the state Senate and Assembly approved an amendment banning gay marriage this spring after an often angry and emotional debate. They must approve it again next year before voters weigh in on a statewide referendum. State Senate Majority Leader Republican Scott Fitzgerald says the approval of a similar ban by so many other states refutes a key argument used by those who say Wisconsin doesn't need to define marriage in its constitution.
You know, because a lot of the criticism the first under first consideration on the floor was, why are we doing this? What a waste of time. You know, why can't the Wisconsin legislature find better things to do? When in fact, you know, sometimes issues are kind of laid in our lap, and this is a perfect example of that. This is a national debate that's happening, and it's something that should be left up to the legislature and not the judiciary branch.
Fitzgerald says this week's victories for opponents of gay marriage will help build momentum for the Wisconsin legislature's debate on the issue this winter. Chris Ott of the gay rights group Action Wisconsin says despite the growing national support, his group will continue to fight the amendment.
There's a lot of anger about the fact that we're facing an administration that is hostile to us and our families, but I think it's really important to remember that there is a larger context here, and we still believe that in this country we will eventually win full equality.
Ott says the proposed Wisconsin ban would outlaw civil unions as well as same-sex marriage, but supporters of the constitutional amendment say it leaves the door open for future legislatures to grant some civil benefits to gay and lesbian couples. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.